Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How many jobs do you have at 6:03 in the morning where Tamara G comes down with freshly made cupcakes to start the morning? Come
good
on,
way
Woody.
To start the morning.
That's not bad. They're looking good. They are looking good
today. Boy, that's got to stick a fork in your diet, huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter today.
You're eating that.
It's a good Friday. It's a good Friday.
Sure.
And that made it a better Friday right there. We say good morning to everybody out there. Got a lot of stuff to get to. Wow, Woody. So I enjoyed the hell out of the first game. I know the Marlins lost and blew a 5-2 lead through five innings, and Lizardo was pretty good. Jesus Lizardo, five innings, had eight strikeouts. But there was some numbers that you go back, and by the way, after the fifth inning, seemed like they didn't have any hits the rest of the game. But played 12, so everybody got their money's worth. Big crowd. Oh, my God. It turned it on yesterday, and, you know, waiting for that first shot of the crowd there, and I went, all right, man. There's people that feel the same way about the opener. 32,000 roughly there. That, I guess that was a number they threw out yesterday. So good for them. Get off to a good start. Now we find out. The opener, you know, the home opener or the season opener, and this, it was both. So we'll see if they can keep that going. But Marlins pitchers were really good. 17 strikeouts. I know they lose 6-5. 17 strikeouts. Marlins pitchers got a bunch. My God, 17 strikeout game by that pitching staff. And then on top of that, the ugly number of the day. We might as well get it back in here. Runners in scoring position. Yes, second and third, or second or third. 2-for-17. That's the only number they left starting in the second inning. They had a 2-0 lead with runners on second and third, no outs, and didn't score again. And I wrote it down thinking to myself, I wonder if this will come back and haunt them. Runners on second and third, no outs, and you don't score any runs to make that a 3-0 or a 4-0 game. Can't get the big hit, can't get the sack fly. Can't get the ball down where a guy can score. So lead didn't hold up. The Pirates hit three home runs and that's it. And we got 161 games left. So obviously nobody's going to overreact and to that. But it was just nice. It was nice to have that game on. It's kind of like, you know what it's like, Woody, for me. This is like for me. I don't know when you're sitting there and you're working on something for people that might have an office and you got your TVs on or TV on. And tennis, I can do that with, and baseball. The other ones may ask for a little more viewing. But, yeah, yesterday, by the way, our guy Alcaraz lost. Couldn't wait to last night, 7 o'clock, and, man, we had all kinds of stuff going on. We had Marlins playing at that point still.
Did I see Jimmy was out there?
I'm sure he was.
Okay.
As long as he plays today.
He better play tomorrow, yeah, huh? No. Or today.
Oh, today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, today. Yeah.
He better play.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
He's healthy enough to watch the tennis. That's good.
By the way.
He didn't get food poisoning from the tennis.
No. And before you take shots at him, watch what happens tonight and what they do to Portland. They got Portland in town. Portland's not very good.
No, they're huge favorites tonight.
And I'm just telling you right now, after that last loss to Golden State, where, again, you got everybody out of the game and, you know, second half, just couldn't make shots. Tonight, they will beat Portland by 20 points. They will put it all over them.
14.5-point favorites.
Yeah, no. Yeah. This is what happened. So Jimmy missed a game. He comes back. You know, Dave Hyde brought that up, and I had mentioned it before. So Jimmy misses two games on the road, and then he comes back for the last game. He scores 30 points, has a big game, leads his team. And so it's the frustration of, Jimmy, I wish you could play a few more games and not play 58, 59, 60 games. But at the same time, I sure do appreciate those great performances when you do come back or it's playoff time. And that's where you are with Jimmy Butler. And I'm guessing since that's been his pattern since he's been with this team, nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change at all. We also have all kinds of other stuff. We had the basketball games going last night as well, so we'll get into that a little bit as North Carolina went down hard last night as a number one seed. They lose, and UConn, man, Woody, they won by 30 against San Diego State. Boy, if there's one team that was impressive last night, it is UConn, who won it all last year, and they are looking really friggin' good again.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw them up close at the Final Four last year, and they were
they went through that. Yeah, they were pounding people.
They were the real deal last year, the real deal again this year. And but you know what? That tournament's interesting, man. It's hard to just run your way through that thing like that.
It usually is. You're right.
Usually you have that one night where you don't shoot the ball particularly
well. And
somebody
else
I know
does.
They had that in the first half last night, actually. They still were up, or they have 9 at halftime.
Well,
they didn't even play their best basketball.
North Carolina came out on fire, and they got a little wake-up call because they end up going down to Alabama, who's now got a nice basketball team, get a 2-point win, 89-87 in that game.
Kind of sucks. It was going to be a nice night for the ACC. You know, North Carolina couldn't hold up their end of the bargain.
No.
Clemson got through. Although Clemson's part of the baby back bitch lawsuits with FSU.
All right, so God, you were doing so well. I said
sorry.
I thought it was Good Friday, and you tried to turn it into Turd Friday. You really did. Like all the shots, and you went from
the ACC's elite, man.
Look how
well we're playing, and I just
But why? Why is it
my
like
FSU buddies?
It's amazing the stuff. Like so something's going on. And there's a backstory of something that's connected to something, and you find a way to you must be unbelievable with your wife. If somebody will say something, and then she'll have like a cousin. You go, yeah, but that friggin' cousin of hers is a pain in the ass. And it's like, oh, God.
I don't know. She probably respects the lawsuits. You know, she's a lawyer, so.
All right. So anyway, we have Tony Pauline going to join us this morning. We'll have Mike Florio join us. We're about due here to get caught up on Tony and the draft stuff. We had big pro days for all these quarterbacks.
How'd they look? Everyone look okay?
Well, it's funny. I just want to say this. It's on NFL Network. They run them, and ESPN's got all their people there, and they're breaking down. It is hilarious. And by the way, they're ripping other people for what they're doing and saying other people. And I'm listening. I'm going, oh, my God, you guys are actually out there breaking down. The ball came off his hand so easily with such great zip and accuracy. And then they go to the next one and they go, oh, my God, Jaden Daniels was good, but Drake May, you should have seen him. You know, Michael Penix might have the best deep throw. And I go, great teaser, though, because all you guys are doing, whatever your favorite quarterback, whoever your favorite quarterback is for the upcoming draft, and especially if you really need one of those guys, boy, I'll tell you what. The pro day is a great tease for everybody because all the guys are out there throwing. All the teams that need quarterbacks are out there. They're throwing to their own receivers and throwing deep passes at the end. Watch this one. And they always show that highlight. I notice everybody on all the websites that cover the football had on social media the quarterbacks, all of them. Drake May drops in this 60-yard beautiful pass. Caleb Williams throws a beautiful 70-yard pass. Jaden Daniels drops this one in, you know, and so going through it. We'll find out, man. Daniels, May, Penix, Nix, and McCarthy, and Williams. Those are the names, and it will – and by the way, the NFL is sitting back going, thank you so much for helping us build up one of our biggest events outside of the NFL season, which is number one, is going to be the draft, the first round of the NFL draft, when they hold that thing, it drops off after the first round. But that night, for 32 picks and where they're going to go and who's going to jump up earlier in the day and try to grab one of those guys, or, uh-oh, they just made a big jump. We know what this is about. We knew they really liked J.J. McCarthy.
Hey, just curious, but do the Dolphins give grades on these guys?
Yes.
I know they're not looking at a first-round quarterback, and we've kind of figured that out already. But are we, you know, do we find out a couple of years from now that they thought Michael Penix was the best quarterback in the draft, and he falls to the end of the first round? Like, do we find stuff out like that? Because I know that's happened before.
So
right, it comes out later on. We love this guy, but
I know how to answer it, and it would be accurate. But I always have to be a little careful. But we are notorious for when somebody makes a move going, yeah, we really like that guy
that's
too.
What I'm saying.
And we would have taken him if we were in that situation. Yeah.
You find out they had Penix, like they thought he was the best quarterback in the draft? I have no idea what they think.
So
and, you know, he's there at 21. They take some offensive lineman, whatever. It doesn't,
I'll give you a good one.
Whatever.
Can I just give you a good one going back?
Yes.
Since we know he's really good now.
It's going to be Josh Allen.
Yes. Yeah. That one sticks in my crawl to this day because they jumped over us. Everybody's talking about they jumped over us, and then we had some great – well, we really liked him if he would have fallen to us. So I'm like, well, you got to give Buffalo some credit, man. Buffalo's front office, somebody told the owner, because you're going to jump. Hey, can we talk to you for a sec? I know you're doing some other stuff. You got your hockey team, but – we're getting ready to jump up. We want to give you a heads up. The guy's from Wyoming, and he didn't exactly put up monster numbers, and he completed like 50-something percent of his passes. We know it's a little low, but we think he's friggin' really good and perfect for Buffalo. And they had to sell some people on it because I've heard their side of the story, because those guys are – when you have a good story, you want to share it with everybody and all the people they had. And then you hear everybody else go, oh, we really liked him too. And like, okay, but we didn't take him, but we liked him. All right, so.
That's my thing is, like, yeah. I don't want to hear, if one of these guys that goes late in the first round or whatever ends up being really good, I don't want to hear a few years later that the Dolphins loved him.
Yeah, I don't think.
And they took an offensive lineman because they were like, we don't want to bother Tua back there.
I think because of Tua that they've got other issues. They're going forward, man, and they really do believe that Tua can get us to the next level. So that's where we are. They think this year Tua's taken two steps, and they think this one, to stay healthy all year and put up better numbers, that next year he can have more success, or this coming football season he can have more success at the next level. That's as easy as I can break it down
for you. Yeah, and the other problem being is that these guys have all looked great on pro day because it's obviously set up for them to look great. And nobody that's going to get drafted in the first round of the NFL draft has bad college film either.
No, they're all.
Like, they're showing all Penix's stuff. And Penix, by the way, was tremendous in college.
He was as good as anybody.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, except, so he's got plenty. They're showing his videos on NFL Network this morning.
Jaden Daniels is throwing to two guys who are going to get drafted right behind him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got two wide receivers that some people think are two of the top four wide receivers in the draft. So anyway.
Guy says if a quarterback is healthy and right-handed, he's at the bottom of Greer's draft list.
Tony Pauline is
you like that?
Yeah, I heard it. Tony Pauline is going to be coming up later in the show. We'll talk to him about all this stuff, being at all the pro days and going to everything. And
this is when you got to start saving the receipts, by the way. Everyone picks the quarterback they like.
Hey.
Right? We did this with the Josh Allen draft. Remember everyone had quarterback they liked out of that one?
It is the worst look when your GM – because at the end of the day, somebody's got to be responsible. We're not always great about that through the years either, about who's responsible for the pick. We're not great on ever hearing anybody coming out, I whiffed on that pick. We haven't been great on that in the last 20 years with a lot of different people, which is fine. I mean, just sitting back and, hey, I just want to let our fan base, I screwed that one up. I thought there's always something else to it, and so that's fine. But It will be fun to watch and see how this thing all plays out. I am really curious to see.
You with me though on what I was saying? That I don't want to hear a few years later that they loved one of these guys. He ends up being, you know, a star in the NFL.
I don't think that conversation is going to come up with the guys they like, because they have. That's why I said what I just said about Tua. They have their guy.
I know they have their guy.
And they're giving you ready to give him an extension. So that conversation, the Josh Allen thing, they did not have a quarterback. They did not have a quarterback during that time. So it's different.
Okay.
It's completely different. And they made.
I know that they think they have their. They don't have an elite quarterback. I mean, you know, I think you should always be looking. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Look, if you don't have like major conviction on a guy, that's one thing. That's fine.
Well, you do, but they don't. They don't have the horsepower to go up and get any of these guys with the first pick.
Penix will be there.
Still got probably
the other guys that are
up
there. I mean, again, like, I don't know what their draft board looks like. I don't know who they like. All these quarterbacks, from everything we keep hearing from all these different networks, is that they're all the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So
Penix
been
hurt a lot. I mean, Penix has been hurt a lot, but he did put together some of the games I saw throwing the ball down the field. He was really good and all that stuff. But I mean, as far as we're wasting our time, if you're trying to turn this into a quarterback that we're in it, I was just saying for the NFL, my original point before you got off the road again was that.
Is it off the road?
Yeah, it is off the road. You think we're going to take a quarterback in the first round?
I think if the Dolphins believe that Michael Penix is the guy, and I don't know what they think, but if they think he's going to be really damn good in the NFL, then. Why not, man? You get an offensive lineman another time. Like,
they think their guy is going to be really good. Woody, you can keep reading that stuff because it adds to whatever you're making, reading the text.
Well, shut
machine.
Up. Don't do that.
But I'm telling you right now, what do you see not seeing? They're going to give him an extension. So, like, what do you think we're going to do? Give him an extension?
I mean, that's it. We'd never address
the
position.
Well, if you're getting ready to give somebody an extension, do you really think they're going to get Penix to be the backup? With other needs on this team, they're in it to win it right now with Tua.
I don't know what their evaluation is of that guy. That's all I'm saying. And what the other thing I'm saying is that I don't want to find out a few years later, after the Dolphins continue to be a middling 500 team, I don't want to find out a few years later that they thought Penix was the best quarterback in the draft and was going to be great, and he ends up being great.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
I don't know.
That would be painful.
I am guessing.
That's happened before.
I'm guessing.
As you just mentioned.
I am guessing that they will never let anybody know how they feel about people so that doesn't come back and hit them in the face. That will be kept.
Yeah, but
between.
Stuff always leaks. Give it time.
unless
you found out about Josh Allen.
Unless you, well, yeah, because I was there.
Okay. Why don't you sneak in? Sneak in the war room this year and see what their board looks like.
Can't. Those days that I've been officially. Mike and the gang have done a really good job of saying hello, and that's it. Saying hello on the road, and that's it. Like, that's as close as I'm getting to you.
We get you back in the
inner
circle.
You're bad news. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here on a good Friday. Islanders beat the Panthers last night. My gosh. That's 6 out of 7 now, games that they've lost here. And still in good shape. Got another game tomorrow. An early bird. We'll have a lot more stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up, stay with us.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, our friend Coach Fiorentino has something good going on here, man. The Miami Heat are back with Junior Heat Summer Camp from June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game. At either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School, campers will participate in a variety of competitions, fundamental drills, and games. For more info on how to sign up your ballers, go to heat.com/juniorheat.
The coach, Tony Fiorentino, been putting them on for years, man, for years and years. Fundamentals, fun for the kids. Get them out there. Let Tony babysit your kids with basketball.
Yeah, I told Leon yesterday, so you want to go to heat camp? And he was pretty fired up about it.
Tell him Uncle Tony does a great job.
Yeah, he was pretty fired up, so we're going
to
sign him up.
Man, I've known Tony a long, long time. My God. When you start going back to the old arena with everybody and the original when we were practicing at hospitals and at high schools and stuff, we go way back when the days of before the Heat got all these new facilities connected to the arena. Yeah, those were different times. I told you this story. It's hilarious that in the old days, you go out and cover them, and you'd wear tennis shoes to go out and do the interviews because when you were done doing whatever, you stay out there and shoot. Even Spo be out there shooting. And when he was just
getting, his video coordinator, Spo?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He was out there, and he'd get the stuff done, and he'd shoot around, and Tony go grab a basketball, and we'd have play a game of horse. It was always horse.
How was your shot in the day?
It was good.
You were a shooter?
No, it was good.
Who would you compare, like, as a high school player, who would you compare your game to?
I don't know.
Were you like Jokic?
No. I don't know who it was like.
No, like if they were doing a scouting report on you, like who would be the comparison? Who would have been the player?
I have no idea. No idea.
Were you a center or power forward?
I was the tallest guy on the team, and I shot the ball all the time, and I brought the ball. I did everything.
So you basically were Jokic.
I got the chance to score a lot of points every game, yes. That's what I was.
How was the team overall? Not great?
I believe it was like we were undefeated in football, but I believe we were about 500 in basketball.
Did you ever think about going the basketball route?
Nope. That was, by the way, that was taken care of for me. You start getting recruited.
Okay.
In your junior, that was it.
That makes a lot of sense.
But there were a lot of football coaches, assistant football coaches, that went to basketball tournaments my senior year and watched me play. But they weren't there for my basketball.
But that's interesting because you talked yesterday about how everyone's playing one sport now. And you played baseball too, right?
I did. I did everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, and that's the beauty of growing up in a small town. All those songs about small towns, they left out that you could play every sport. Hey, so Woody, we've got a bunch of stuff. And I got to say this, and I try to keep up on all the Finn fans and all the Finn stuff that's out there and all our great fans that like to do stuff daily and actually making money. There's some people who are just huge fans that are making money from – they don't even live down here. They're different places. God bless them because they care about the team, but I got to stop them in their tracks. So just so you know, and I know we're all doing creative stuff in the off season, and that's good. Some of it's legit, some's not. So can I just say this? They're not trading for an expensive wide receiver like T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk. So stop it. Those are really good players. And the reason if they get moved from Cincinnati and San Francisco, the reason they're leaving really good teams with really good quarterbacks and systems, the reason they're leaving is because of money. We are not paying – hate to do this because I hate talking about money too. We're not paying three wide receivers. We are overloaded in money with one guy. They are not bringing in a third wide receiver like T. Higgins – or Ayuk, who arguably is the best receiver and puts up the best numbers on San Francisco now. So it's just – I appreciate anything else you want to bring, and we need to trade, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, that bringing in – now, you want to bring up Odell Beckham, I think everybody agrees that'd be perfect. You're getting a 31-year-old Odell who can still play, takes care of himself, but – as far as bringing in, arguably, Woody, both what? Top 20 receivers in the league and T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk, who's who just coming off a great year with the 49ers. Great year. So, yeah, I'm just guessing. I mean, because they get people to respond, oh, yeah, that'd be just what we need. Yeah, but it's not going to happen. I mean, we're going to do this make-believe team that we're going to put together and, like, forget the rest of the team. We got three wide receivers that you can't cover, and that's all we need. So, anyway, probably leave that one alone to the folks out there. I mean, you can do it. I'm just doing a verbal vote on that whole thing, and it's not a yes or a no or which guy you like. Mine is it ain't going to happen, so you might as well stop. Just not going to happen here with a month out with the this thing's going to be about the draft, man, for the Dolphins. And trading any draft picks for anybody, they need to go out and draft well. And if they want to add some more veteran pieces, I know, talking to somebody last night, we're going to get some more. We're waiting. There's some good veteran players still out there that haven't got the money they want, so they're waiting. And the Dolphins feel like they got a chance on some of those guys on the cheap. And we're not the only team. Some other teams are trying to do it on the cheap. Maybe add a little bit more money on the cheap to our cheap. And then it gets down to state taxes, the system, do you want to live there and all that stuff. So the Dolphins think they're in on some veteran players, and so we'll see going forward. But the other way to do this, when you're tight on money, which we've been tight on money, in case you haven't noticed with what we've done in free agency, is you got to do it in the draft. Say it every day, just so nobody forgets over there at Hard Rock Stadium that we got to do well in the draft. We need a draft of guys that can play and help you. And by the way, you know the other thing with this new kickoff return thing that they have, which now looks like it's going to be a bigger part of the game. Kickoff return's been a joke. Just rip it, 80% of them out of the end zone, and just line up and we're going to play. So it's just like, all right, field goal kicker's got a big leg, like 95% of them. Just rip it out of the end zone and we're going to play. Now that game's got a whole different meaning to it that maybe – you've got to start drafting guys for the third phase of football or get top rookie free agents to guys that come in you know are going to be on the team that really help you in special teams to get better field position.
You talking about drafting special teams guys now?
Well, they got to play a position. Okay. They're not.
Because I feel like you were pretty much against all that nonsense.
Well, I was till they changed the rule here.
Oh, okay. But you don't want to use any of your –
Like
stars to return kicks. You want to try to hit on draft picks to do that.
You just took it and you went a different direction. Special teams guys obviously are still guys who play offense and defense that are really good in college. Like, I'm not talking about taking a guy that does nothing but is not even on scholarships running around on special teams in a college. I'm talking about a guy can play, but a guy that's really, really good on special teams that they could come.
Why don't you just come around on this whole thing and not be so worried these guys are going to get hurt?
Woody.
You have two of the most electric players
I gotta tell
in the
you
NFL
so.
On your team, Joe.
Yeah.
Why not get him involved a little bit? I get Braxton Berrios is really good, and he
wait
should
a
be
second.
Involved.
Get him involved a little bit. Are they not involved enough in the offense with the targets they get and the all the things and the running they have?
They are,
doing?
But I thought this new kickoff was designed that you know not going to be as much impact or whatever.
Well, we know you're going to get tackled, and we know you got a whole bunch of guys that are coming down to tackle you, no matter what it is, and I know it's not the same run that it was before.
Would you agree that Tyreek Hill is probably the fastest ball carrier in the NFL?
Yeah, but
in the open field.
But here's the problem with you and other people, because you're
problem?
A classic. Because you'll flip in the middle of a show and go, "Why was he out there? He just got hurt.
Because he got hurt.
He got tackled."
You're probably right. By the way, I probably will do that.
And then everybody just goes, "Mike McDaniel, what a dumbass to put your number one receiver, who you target when healthy, 180 targets in a season, and all the things he does, and now you got to stick him back there. Why would you have your highest paid, the best receiver, most explosive receiver in football, and you're putting him on a kickoff return team? Oh, my God." Now, by the way, a lot of people said, "Hey, Joe, you might want to calm down on that because there might be some Achan back there." I don't know. I worry about a little bit about Waddle's the hits and stuff to me. I would still keep him off, but we'll see, man. They're going to be two guys back there, and I am curious to see, not to jump on this kickoff return thing, the new kickoff return, but we'll talk to Mike Florio about this a little bit later in the show, but I am curious to see if some of the teams do use some of their guys. I don't think the number one receivers on these teams that you're paying $30 million, $25 million a year are going to be back there. I don't. But it does make you wonder, some other starters might be that can run, might be back there if you've got some depth at those positions. So we'll see. We'll see for sure. Hey, we got to go to break. Pro days. Islanders take down the Panthers last night 3-2. Ooh. Everybody trying to stay alive. Detroit, by the way, at home tomorrow. I think that's a 12:30 start, Woody.
It is. Wow. Morning start there.
Man, a little lunch.
Breakfast.
Lunch with the Panthers, man. Lunch with the Panthers tomorrow. And
Which team has you more concerned? I'll ask you that again. I asked you about a week ago.
I know.
Cats are hitting a little rut here.
I can't get
and
a
the
read.
Heat are just, I can't get injury problems. But
So they did both tease us last year getting in from way, way back and going to the finals. But
Panthers were they were the odds-on favorite for a little bit there to win it all.
I still like you know what? It's a great question. I do like the Panthers a little bit, but I got to tell you, I'm watching Milwaukee lose again. Boston just loses two games to Atlanta. I think Milwaukee went to Atlanta and played those two games in 3 days, and I think they lost both games, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm like, this thing's going to be wide open if the Heat can get all their guys back. I know it sounds crazy, whether they're a play-in or they sneak into the sixth spot, but they're going to have a friggin' chance. So I don't feel great about the fact that none of these guys have been playing together, and I don't know who's coming back, and reports are getting closer, and this guy is this, and this guy, and then, he can't play tonight, and that stuff. So the fan of me goes, oh, man. But then Jimmy does that Jimmy thing. And
I do agree with you on the NBA side that I think a lot of those teams are very shaky, man.
What happened?
I don't know. Celtics
Milwaukee.
Look unbeatable. Milwaukee's all over the place.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's on like their eighth coach in 2 years.
And then, but the Celtics, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What happened to Celtics?
Philadelphia's obviously a lost cause.
Without the big fella.
So that thing kind of went away.
Anyway,
The Knicks, you concerned about the Knicks? No. Knicks ain't making it out of the first or second round.
They got their two of their best players still not playing, although I got to give them credit. They still find ways to keep their spot. Hell, aren't they flirting around with moving into the three spot right now?
Yeah, but this is like their finals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is it for them. They know they'll get knocked out early, so this is like the Knicks finals.
Maybe you're right.
Regular season.
Maybe you're right. Trying to figure out on all these teams who's going to come back and be able to play. All right, right now I want to tell you something that you can play with and really enjoy your South Florida Chevy dealers. My name is Joe Rose, and I own a Tahoe, and I'm proud of it, man, and I love my Tahoe. I love getting up in the morning, that big old comfortable Tahoe goes, let's go down to Miami, man, do a little radio. Hey, I do. I go a little crazy, but, boy, I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers and you like big, comfortable SUVs, it's really hard to beat a Suburban and a Tahoe, especially for the price and what you get. It really is. Even if you want it slightly used with low mileage. Well, I tell you what, we got them all for you right now, and something you can really enjoy with that new look and more space they've added to it. The Traverse midsize. I can't wait to see the new Traverse coming out here pretty soon. They're telling me, Joe, you may want to grab that one going into retirement there, pal. And then the Trailblazer, the Equinox and the Blazer. So I just named some of the SUV family that has been smoking hot, that's got a great look, so much style and substance for you and the family, right over to Silverado Trucks this weekend. So you're looking around now for a new truck. Your truck's starting to break down on you. Probably don't have a Silverado truck because they're durable for a long, long time. But if you don't, you're looking around, boy, go out. Whether you're looking for a full-time, just you working truck, that's how you make a living. You need something you can depend on every day. Silverado will be your best friend. And then you need a truck also to get the family around, whatever it is. You almost feel when you go out and you look at Silverado trucks, they've custom made some absolutely gorgeous, strong, durable trucks that's perfect for your lifestyle. So no matter what you're looking for this weekend, Get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida. I'm telling you, wait until you see the cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got something for everybody in the whole family. Man, stop by this weekend and fall in love after you take a little test drive. All right, welcome back here on a good Friday. Happy Friday. You can't mess up my Friday. We got a little bit of everything on this Friday, including a lot of people not working today. But we are in here because, man, sports is really not working. It's just fun. By the way, there is a lot of stuff going on. I don't know how many people took a little time to watch the Marlins and Pirates last night. Marlins jumped out to a nice little 5-2 lead there and looking good. And long ball did hurt them a little bit. Pirates hit 3 home runs last night, and they end up losing in the 12th inning, 6-5. I do like the new rule they put in a few years ago, starting extra innings with a runner on second. I do like that. Even though Marlins still couldn't figure out how to get a run in with a few shots at that and end up losing 6-5. Marlins pitching overall is pretty good. I know you're going to say, well, they gave up 6 runs. 17 strikeouts. Marlins pitchers had 17 strikeouts in that game last night. I tell you, the number it kills you, man. And you probably do this all year when you lose and you got a lot of guys on base. And early in the game, they had a 2-0 lead. You had some big hits. Runners on second and third, no outs. And you're going, man, this is going to be a big inning. And then they didn't score. And so instead of being a 3 or 4-0 lead, it stayed at 2 and allowed later on the Pirates to come back and make a run. 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position off that point. So anyway, a lot of other stuff. Islanders beat the Panthers last night. My God, I did not see that one coming. And I understand these teams are all close, and a lot of teams are fighting for playoff positions right now. Woody asked a great question, and the Heat are back in action tonight against Portland. They're gonna take some frustration out on Portland tonight, and they got Washington next, and they're gonna take it out. They're even worse, but I do. It's a great question. If the Heat, I'm just watching Milwaukee and Boston. I've seen this show before where teams get way out in front. And you lose something. Your lead is, you know, you got games left and you've almost clinched the number one seed or the top spot. And so your mindset changes a little bit. Sometimes coaches go, hey, we're not going to play you as many minutes. We're going to rest you up. And you lose your mojo just a little bit. And first of all, Milwaukee's never been able to get it. They come out and they win 5 in a row, and you're going, all right, they figure this thing out. Then they're back struggling again and got some bad losses. But all of a sudden, Atlanta has beaten Milwaukee or Boston. Boston had a 30-point. Like really good teams on the road or at home don't lose a 30-point game when you're up 30 points in a second. You usually – that doesn't happen to the really good teams, and something just tells me. And Boston's way out in front of everybody else still, even with some recent losses. I'm not a big Boston fan. If you'd ask me one team I'm not a big fan of, it's Boston. It's turned out to be a nice little rivalry, one of the best ones the Heat have right now. But if they could just get everybody back. Now, it can't happen in the play-in where all of a sudden everybody goes, we're all back. But if those guys could play, and tell me if you're with me or not, if they could get 5 or 6 games together where Jimmy, Tyler Hero, I don't know where Tyler is. I don't know, you know, from make-believe, you know, he said this, but he was joking to whatever. If you can get Tyler Hero back and get Rozier playing with those guys and they can play some together, Bam's been there the whole time. Jaime Jaquez, you know, he can get going here a little bit. He's been really good rookie. Might have hit the wall a little bit with all these games. Might have. But if you can get that, Caleb, you got a pretty good core. And I know last year they got on a run and all the guys, the supporting cast was really good and hit some big shots with different guys, different nights. And a couple of those guys aren't on the team. But I just think they're going to have a chance. Now, the question Woody asked is a great question. Do you trust the Panthers, who went out and won 18 of 21 games and jumped right back to the top. For a second, had the best record in all of hockey, most points. They've now lost 6 of 7 games. Who do you trust more? Both teams went to the finals last year with same core of guys. Who do you trust more that's got a chance to go deep? I guess I'm going to go with the Panthers a little bit, just a little bit, because they're going to have everybody back for sure. All they're missing right now basically is Ekblad. I guess he's about ready to come back. But
I think the thing with the Heat, though, is like those teams have to be saying to themselves, that's the last team we want to see right now.
Oh, I think
in
everybody.
In a 7-game series, yeah. You don't want to play the Heat.
Nationally, I think those guys have done a really good job on those shows, Woody.
I think coaching makes a difference in a 7-game series. I think the regular season's, whatever. But in a 7-game series, I think coaching makes a significant difference, and the Heat have teams really badly beat in that department.
So
you're going to trust dopey Doc Rivers to put together a game plan to beat them?
I want to take the other side of it, because I wasn't just looking at the Panthers and Heat roster and how healthy they are. And, of course, the Heat got to get everybody back. I mean, this is ridiculous. Their starting core of guys when they put
this
team together.
But they're probably not, Joe.
Well,
so let's assume that they're probably not. Well, you think Tyler Hero's going to come back and just be healthy?
Yours is a negative spin,
but
so I should have waited.
It's not negative. It doesn't matter. Is what I'm telling you. Like, they did it last year without Tyler in the lineup.
They'll do it again
this year if they have to.
So the other part of this is, how good is the East? And who's stronger, the Hockey East or the NBA East? And so Carolina, been pretty good. Boston. They beat them all. I could see them both going deep into the playoffs. Look what Jimmy's done to us. We sit and we blast him. He doesn't play in these games and finds a zillion reasons not to play in games. But when he does play, we've seen when he has time. Tonight he'll have a monster game. He will have a monster game tonight. He was at a good sign last night. He was at the at tennis, so watching his buddy play, who, by the way, lost. Oh my God, Alcaraz lost last night. I was shocked. Dimitrov beat him, who always seems like he's a really good player. He's been a really good player for a long time. But just seems like he's gassed all the time and, can't. But he won in straight sets last night, man. He beat Alcaraz. That's incredible. So Jimmy is watching his buddy play last night. So, yeah, I don't know what to think of the Heat team. I'd be lying to you if I even tried to figure out this Heat basketball team and Duncan. So that's the other thing. Look how good Duncan's been before this back thing. Coming back, he's had his best year. And obviously going to be a big part of what happens for teams to get a little lazy defensively, because he can shoot lights out on you. Yeah, this thing will be interesting. I guess I'd ask everybody out there, if you've been following both teams, who do you feel better about getting to the finals? Which team? And it's weird saying that, because one team's fighting for a number one position, the other team's fighting to get in. one team's trying to stay out of the play-in system again. So, yeah, it's crazy. Hey, speaking of crazy.
You've been bouncing around, by the way. You haven't really – you're kind of playing both sides of this.
I am. I'm not sure.
You want to let it marinate
a little bit
here?
I'm just not sure, because
the Heat have a run in them.
Yeah.
You know they do.
I do.
The Panthers just happen to be really good, especially when they were winning all those games. They played really well. They've just hit a little bit of a bump in the road.
That's true,
I'd like
too.
To see them get a little momentum back, yes. But you know the Heat are making a run.
I don't know. Do you want to play?
I hope they are.
You want to play Atlanta in a play-in game right now?
I mean, the play-in's tricky, man, because you have one bad game and you're toast.
It's
so.
One shot, yeah. And you're going, damn, if we would have played 10 times, we'd beat you guys 9. You just got the one that counts. By the way, I've had that happen in football, too, the team that we always beat. We used to beat the Redskins in every frigging game we played them.
I'm not supposed to say that
except for the Super Bowl. They were the Redskins when we played.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Will you kiss my ass and stop with all the stuff? Like, what's with you? Like, yeah, they were the Redskins when I played. They're the Commanders now.
Really,
hey, right
really
now.
Found upon.
Okay. Thanks. And I want to talk to you real quickly about Chev over the CEO over Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And I want to let you know, man, if it's something you and the family been talking about, Impact Windows, Doors, even getting a new roof. Well, Chev and the gang over there, they do it all for you. Boy, and I'm telling you, they got some specials before we get to hurricane season or the big one coming and we're about due and are we ready and all that and talking about the finances. Well, listen to this. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. How's that for starters? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And then Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. If this stuff sounds good for you, you don't have to wait for the storm. Let's jump on this right now and take advantage of some great prices, unbelievable service with the best products and best people doing it for you. I'm talking about Loctite and what they do. By the way, in Miami, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, taking care of all of it. And just some of the other things they do. Loctite is in. When they say Loctite, they do mean from start to finish. They'll take care of all the permits and HOA approval, so you don't have to worry about that. You know how that can be. That can be a tricky one. But, again, it's about everything. I'd love to invite everybody like a day out there to meet all the folks at Loctite, because once you go out there and see how they work, wow. Great people, great service, best products. They do it all. And whatever kind of roof you're looking for, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do them all for you. Don't wait for the next storm without letting Loctite do some work for you is what I'm saying. 954-500-LOCK. They'll answer the phone. They'll answer all your questions and get you started. 954-500-LOCK for Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.